Hello and welcome back to the Gloomy Star Podcast. I'm your host, Henry Bilbury. Today is our 50th episode and I'm so excited for what I have in store for you. Wait just this second and listen to this music and you'll find out. So, today, we will be doing our 50th episode. And what we're doing for our 50th episode, we're going to be listening to the very first episode of the Gloomy Star Podcast. I think this will be very much fun, and I'm excited to do it. Just so you know, I'm doing this on Anchor and not on Apple Podcasts. So, Apple Podcasts, please don't come after me. I'm not sharing your content, and I'm actually making the content, so yeah. Okay, let's just start, and I'll just pause it and react to it every once in a while.
If you haven't heard, Anchor is the easy.
So these are my new ads, because Anchor just replaces the ads each time, so these aren't my old ads. My old ads were like, "Hello and welcome back to the Gloomy Star Podcast. I'm here to tell you about Anchor. Let us know."
Easiest way to make your podcast. Let me explain. It's free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast.
Okay, I'm not plugging for Anchor.
Be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts. You'll love it.
There we go.
Hello. This is the Gloomy Star Podcast. It's about ghost stories.
I was sick when I first started this podcast. Like, the day that I started the podcast, I had, like, a stuffy nose. I sound like I'm five.
Probably never heard of. This is my first time doing a podcast, and I hope you guys enjoy, and I'll tell you a little bit about what we're going to be doing. So, every Saturday and Sunday, I will be coming out with two new videos, and so what I do is I find ghost stories that you've probably never heard of.
Okay, it's changed now. I don't find my stories off the internet anymore. I'm sorry. The first 10 episodes were I'm not gonna say fake. Ghost stories I found on the internet because there was only like 3 people listening to the podcast. Now, there is a whole array of people listening to the podcast that send in their stories. Thank you very much. You can send them into gloomystar.ghost@gmail.com. I'm going to stop talking and let you listen to the episode.
And what I'll start doing after I get used to podcasting a little bit better is you can start sending in stories. Because there's this voice thing that I'm pretty sure you can send voice messages and I'll be able to play them on the podcast. And if not, I will just write them down, and I will put them on this show. Well, anyway, I hope you enjoy episode 1 of Gloomy Star Podcast.
Why did I sound like a robot, right? And then I was like, episode 1 of the Gloomy Star Podcast. I've got so much better at this. If I haven't told anyone before, I get really weirded about listening to my own podcast. I'm like, when I put the microphone next to the iPad to, like, let it record, I'm just like cringing. I'm just gonna let you listen to it.
We will always do a little bit. We'll always do a little bit of something you've probably heard of before, and then mostly stuff you've never heard of before. And really, yeah, that's pretty much all that I can really explain to you. So, coming to our first story, it's called Doppelganger. Late at night, I usually go to the bathroom multiple times for the past 4 days. Every time I leave, I can see myself still standing in the mirror from the corner of my eye. It's like the other me is watching me leave the bathroom. It terrifies me to the point where I'm almost run out without looking directly at the mirror. I never told my husband about it because I didn't want to acknowledge it out loud. Earlier today, I took a nap in our bed while he sat in the chair next to the TV watching. When I woke up, he told me that he had seen me sit up and crawl backwards into the edge of the bed and stand up in front of the bedroom door in the corner of his eye. He thought it was weird that I was going up because I'm in the last month of my pregnancy and I can't move so good without it hurting. So he tried talking to me.
I don't like this. The weird awkward silence, like when I'm like scrolling down on my computer on Reddit. Oh, how the tables have turned. Now you send in your ghost stories.
When I did answer, he looked at the door to find me there and still sleeping in bed. I got really creeped out, and I finally told him about what I've been seeing in the bathroom. He thought it was creepy as well, but didn't want to talk about it really anymore because he thinks it would give him whatever is power or energy. I have no idea what it wants or why we both saw it. That's a little creepy to me.
There's our old tagline. I used to say that on every single story. Actually, the day after I recorded this and published it, I went to school and it was gym, and like all my friends that had listened to it were like, "That's very creepy to me. That's very creepy to me. That's very creepy to me." And I'm like, "What?" And then I listened to it for the first time. I'm like, I say "That's very creepy to me" a lot, and I kept doing it for like 30 episodes probably. Now it's different, and I have a microphone. That was just, like, recorded on the phone. I had, like, my mom and I had just got the app, and she was like, "Okay, you're all set up," and I'm like, "Okay, I'm gonna go record a podcast," and she's like, "Don't you think she'd, like, write a script or something?" "Nope, I'm gonna record a podcast." And she's, "Okay."
I saw something that sometimes, if you're pregnant, it draws more energy to things, and it's also weird. The mirror thing, because I know that mirrors can, like, draw energy and stuff, like, they can soak up. That's why you should never buy antique mirrors, because they just...
Truth from 9-year-old Henry. Don't buy vintage mirrors.
They can open up different dimensions, and just, you shouldn't buy them. And it's kind of weird that... He thought he saw her, but it wasn't actually her. It was actually a real doppelganger thing. And she saw herself in the mirror. That is just weird to me. And, whoa. Thank you, whoever sent that story.
Someone quote me. I said, "That's very weird." And, whoa. I mean, this podcast... I don't know. I'm still gonna do it, don't worry. Let's just move on.
I'm reading these offline, so no one sent me these. And I did change them a little bit, so it's not copyright.
I didn't change them.
Okay, so the next story is called Haunted Hotels. When I was 15, I traveled to Europe with my family. We stayed in Utel, Germany, in a small inn for a few nights. My parents, who had double beds on the second floor, my sister, who had a double bedroom next to theirs, and I was lucky enough to get a single room all by myself at the far end of the hall. When we went to check into our rooms, as soon as I entered the hallway, our rooms were in. I remember almost feeling as though I walked into a wall of bad energy. I just thought so the first night when any issues or any within waking up a few minutes. The next morning, when breakfast the next morning, one of my sisters mentioned feeling really uncomfortable in the hallway, almost as if the air was clustering. It unnerved me even more than I wasn't the only one who felt weirded out, because she was an adult at the time, so it's further sermon to, in my head that when
if you haven't noticed yet, a little bit I'm just like slurring words and guessing them, like I think that word was supposed to be, I remember, I said like slap
slap. The hotel was odd. Later that night, I slept peacefully. When around 2 a.m., I was woken up by something ripping the covers off of me and being jerked back 2 feet toward the end of the bed he grabbed me.
Why did I say sorry guys that time? I messed up like 20 times before.
Let me start over, I'm sorry.
Oh my gosh!
Jerked about 2 feet toward the end of the bed to my ankle. At first I thought someone had broken into my room, because then I turned towards the edge what had grabbed me. A huge loom black shape was invisible in the darkness, like a man was in the room. I frantically flipped the lights on, only to have there been nothing there. The window was locked from the inside. There was no one in the closet or the bathroom, and my room was also locked from the inside.
Yeah. I really don't have anything to say. Let's just keep going. I don't even know I'm interrupting you. You can probably tell. You probably can't tell what most of what I'm saying in this podcast, but, like, this episode. This is the first episode. But this is what I have to think about. I can't be too boastful now, because on the 100th episode, I'm going to look back at the 50th episode, this one, and I'm going to be like, 12-year-old Henry sounds so weird. So, I can't say too much. So let's just get back into 9-year-old Henry.
I stayed up the rest of the night, scared, playing the video games. The next morning, we ate breakfast, and my sister mentions that she was up half the night because she thought she saw a person outside her window of the room. But when she turned on the light, there was no one there. It was just as bizarre and creepy. It's experience. We checked out that day, so I didn't get to experience anything after that. But it still freaks me out to this day. That is really creepy. And his sister had like the same. Here, his or her sister had the same experience. It was like you then know it's like becoming an actual reality, and her cousin that's an adult. That was creepy. Yeah. That is very creepy. Okay. Next story is called...
Sorry for me, like, all over the place, like, and there was a ghost in the closet. Well, I'm being alerted we have to take a short break and get right back into the 50th episode reacting to the first episode. So stay tuned. Okay, back from that break. Now we're gonna go back into the first episode.
The rocking horse. One night, when I was maybe 10 or 12, I had trouble falling asleep. My bedroom was... in the entire top floor of our house, with my bed and such being on the left side of the storage closets, and the play area on the right. I was lying in bed when I heard a noise from the other side of the room, and I saw a rocking horse begin to rock. It was sitting just outside one of the storage closet doors. It proceeds to rock its way halfway across the room and stop dead under the ceiling light. At this point, I was freaking out and just buried up my head under the blankets and never peeked out until morning. When I woke up, the rocking horse was still in the middle of my room. Furthermore, I got a stern reprimand for my...
What was that? I said... Wah, 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 wah. Oh. This is going to be a kind of long episode. I mean, the actual episode was 23 minutes long. Maybe I was doing better then. Questions, life choices. Okay, let's get back into it.
Parents for being up out of bed playing with my toys well past my bedtime. Their bedroom was directly below the storage closet. Play area. And had heard creaking stuffing across the floor. That is creepy. That was a pretty short story, but I think that was the creepiest one out of all of them. Especially, like, things that are supposed to seem happy, but if you just turn them slightly, it makes them...
Message heard. If you turn something happy slightly, it turns into something demonic that slides across the room.
Creepy. That was creepy. Well, the next story is called... When I was...
If you didn't catch that, it's spelled S-H-H-H.
Teenager, I used to babysit my cousin, Alisa. She was little, maybe almost two, maybe a little older. Old enough to say sentences. I'm giving her a bath before bed when she looks out into the hallway and gets a terrified look on her face and starts crying. At this moment, my aunt's portman starts going nuts, uncomfortable, and I as well barking. My aunt's dog starts going nuts as well, barking and growling in the hallway. The atmosphere in the room became uncomfortable, and I started getting scared. I took her downstairs from the third floor to the townhouse to try to calm her down. I asked her what was wrong, and she said something along the lines of, the man with the black eyes was there. When I continued to pry, she looked up at the second floor stairs, her eyes getting big, and looks at me, bringing her finger up to her mouth, and says, "Shh," while shaking her head, "No." That is creepy, too. Like,
if you haven't caught on to it yet, I say, "That's very creepy to me, that's very creepy," and I do this.
Like, small kids, like, they can see ghosts and stuff because they're a lot more liable and they're not, like,
pliable has been called.
Telling their brain, no, that's not true. Because a lot of adults do that now. And even, like, 9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds. Like, teenagers, too.
9, 10, 11, 12-year-olds aren't teenagers. 9-year-old Henry.
Teenagers and tweens and kids. But talk...
Oh, I said tweens. Never mind. I got a little ahead of myself.
Toddlers and tiny babies, not as much. The next story is called The Trickster. I lived in a house with a basement and every time I walked upstairs, I would get the weird, creepy goosebumps feeling on the back of my neck. It didn't make me uneasy to go down the stairs or be in the basement. My craft room was down there, and I spent a lot of time there. After a while, I was using diapers when I would look away from them. I would search and search.
I didn't really get that sentence. I said, I would look away and use diapers? I'm not sure what I said.
One day, I got frustrated, and to no one in particular, I said, can I please have my scissors back?
Oh, sorry.
Under the pile of-
sorry, I turned it to 1.5 speed. Just a second.
In my head, there was my scissors on top of the pile of mail. I walked to my neighbors and she told me the original owner of the house was a jolly old man who loved to prank people. And she had fallen and he that he had fallen coming up the stairs one day and died. I think the goosebumps were him trying to tell me to be careful. And every time after that, when something would disappear, I would politely ask for it back, and it would appear in a place that I could never have missed it before. That is creepy. Especially because the neighbor knew about it. I wonder, like, if she was there when it happened. Because I would not want to be there if that happened. I mean, that's creepy. Yeah.
Odd silence.
Okay. The next story is called Family Reunion. One day, when my daughter was 2, we were having a typical terrible twos moment.
Yeah. This is the first episode. I can't believe this. We've got very far in the world of my podcast. Oh my gosh. Well, let's get back into it.
She was throwing a bit of tantrum for about 5 to 10 minutes, and we couldn't get her under control. At some point, she rather suddenly stopped and started staring at the wall. She then started lightly giggling. It was weird. One second she was crying and screaming, the next she was smiling and happy. Then she starts saying, "Funny lady over there." We asked her who she saw, and she pointed at the wall against and said, "Funny lady." When we asked her to describe who she saw, she described my deceased grandmother. I mean, exactly described her. She had never met her, and I don't think she had ever seen a picture. Not that a 2-year-old would remember a picture. I'm not much of a believer in the paranormal, but I know for
I think I pronounced the paranormal wrong. I said paranormal.
My daughter got a chance to meet my mom, and that makes me happy.
Yep, that's that.
What, the next story? The Guardian. I had been on the phone with my then-boyfriend, and he said something that made me think he was... I can't pronounce that word. Was not a nice person. And I remember telling him that if he knew anything about...
Oh, yeah. On the first, like, 10 episodes, I got them off Reddit, and there were some not very nice words, and I would say, I can't pronounce that. And then I would just say... Not very nice person.
called me, he knew exactly where I was gonna go and all, and I hung up on the phone and got in the car. I drove to the park. The sun was kind of down below the tree line, but it wasn't dark yet, and pulled into the parking lot. I knew it was weird when there was two cars pulled up side by side, talking to each other. When I got out, the guy in the truck had just started at me in a horrible way. You know, where someone just looks at you like...
I think I'm just gonna stop interrupting you and just let you listen to the rest of the episode.
I stood there frozen because that's the kind of person I am. I could hear them getting closer to me, and then I don't know how long I stood there waiting for them to get to me. But I completely froze, and then I heard other voice. It was distorted, like you had heard something talking through a closed door, talking underwater. You could understand.
I think talking underwater is a little bit different than talking through a door.
Me to stay, and then I just heard there, hoping whoever was in the woods was going to leave, and I wasn't having some kind of breakdown.
This story is a little conjumbled because it kind of skipped a bunch of stuff. So yeah.
No, even anything. I was so scared. I just tried not to breathe. It felt like hours, but I knew I couldn't have been there that long. But the voice even was completely silent. There was nothing but.
Okay. That is a ghost story if you want one.
Footstep that belonged to the voice. Then I could hear again screaming on the top of my lungs that I need to run right now. And then footsteps come back in their one place of me, running next to me in the field. I had 1,000 crazy thoughts because none of them made sense. Finally, I got my car and both the keys were parked in different places. When nobody in them, I refused to look behind me and there was no voice. I could probably be a missing persons case. It got me out of there. Okay, guys, that's the end of this podcast. I'm sorry, I'm really tired and this is my first podcast and I have little stuffy nose.
Little stuffy nose. Yeah, I was recording this at like 10 o'clock at night.
I'm sorry, and I'm bad at pronouncing things. Sorry.
Huh.
Bye. I'll have a new podcast tomorrow. Please tune in and listen to that. Thank you so much.
I didn't have a new episode the next day, I'm just going to tell you that. I think it was like every week, though. Sorry.
It can be pretty creepy.
That was the second episode. We're not going to listen to the second episode. That would be foolish. I'd just like to say something. That episode, when I first started my podcast, I went into my room, sat on the floor with my mom's phone, and just looked up ghost stories on my computer. And now I'm here. I have an editor, and I have a microphone and a desk. And a lot of listeners, and I just like to say, I'm very thankful for all of your support and stories and everything you've done for this podcast. Thank you so much for all that you've done, and if you've been listening since the beginning, thank you so much. Even if you haven't, thank you so much for listening to this episode and all the episodes that you have. It's really meant a lot to me, and this podcast is only 50 episodes, and I hope it gets a lot bigger in listeners and episodes. Thank you so much for listening to the 50th, grand 50th episode of the Gloomy Star Podcast. Remember, you're never alone. If you see creepy dolls in the woods, don't bring them home. Don't listen to the first episode of the Gloomy Star Podcast. Sage your house. Say hello to the aliens. And remember, you're never alone. Thank you so much. And bye.
Thank you.